Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh, Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Pam. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yahweh is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom to my beautiful listening audience, to my family and friends that's listening in to nothing but the truth at this night, even the third day of the week, the night of the third day. Praise Yahweh. I praise the mighty Yah for allowing me to be here tonight on his program at his sanctuary to bring forth nothing but the truth, to bring forth his unadulterated word without no lies, 100% truth. And if we are here at the house of 1907 Vine Street in any way found in any errors, please send us a text. But even better, give us a call and let us know, because we don't want to be in error at all. We only want to serve Yahweh in truth and sincerity. So I praise Yahweh that he allowed me to be here tonight to give forth my sacrifice to the Most High. The Most High told us in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse, that he desired mercy and not sacrifice. And he desired the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. And so my sacrifice tonight is the same as Moray Ishiah, Moray Ishiah, Moray Obadiah, to come up here to bring forth the knowledge of Elohim. The Most High want us to know him. He want us to know about him. And unfortunately, a lot of us don't want to know him and don't want to know about him. And who is this Yahweh? You'll read about this Yahweh in a book of Isaiah, the 41st chapter. Before I even get into a presentation, I have to let you know who Yahweh is. And in the book of Isaiah 41, the Most High said it in the 19th verse. And actually, I'm going to start in the 18th verse. He said, I will open rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make wilderness a pool of water and dry land springs of water. I will plant in wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, the myrtle, the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Yahweh has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. Also turn with me to Isaiah 45. See, he's the only one that can take a wilderness, a waste, howling desert, and turn it into pools of water and bring forth the pine tree and the myrtle tree and the shittim trees. He's the only one that can take something desolate as a waste, howling desert and make it abundant, fruitful. You also read in Isaiah the 45th chapter, the Most High says, in the 5th verse, I am Yahweh. There is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. I've girded you, people, which means I've clothed you. I'm the one that keep you fed, keep you clothed. And when you do get warm, when it's cold, I provided that warmth. And when you get cool during the time of heat, I'm the one to provide this cool. He says, listen, I've girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh. There is none else. I form the light. I create darkness. This is who Yahweh is. He's the one that actually made the light that rises every morning. He's the one that creates darkness that appears after every evening. I make peace and I create evil. Don't think that you're going to get some peace without Yahweh. If you have any peace in your life, it's because the Most High Yahweh has given it to you. He also creates evil. I, Yah, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above. Let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Strive with his maker. And who is Yahweh? He is the maker. He is the creator. He says, listen, woe to him that strive with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou for thy work? He have no hands. Woe unto him that says unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus says Yahweh, who is this Yah? He's tell you, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker. Ask me of things that come concerning my sons, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I made the earth and created man upon it. Even my hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Praise the mighty Yah. That's who Yahweh is. He's the creator. He created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. And I praise the mighty Yah that he's given me the blessing to be able to serve him. See, a lot of times we think the blessing is being able to receive. But I see that that's the wrong outlook in life. The blessing is when you're in a position to give. The blessing is the when you're in a position to do and to bring forth and to go out and stretch out your arms and hands. That's the blessing. And so it's a blessing to praise the mighty Yahweh tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to start this presentation tonight by going to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter. Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter. I'm going to just read the first verse. It says, "For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hands of Elohim." And that's what you got to know, people. Yahweh is the creator. His work is unlimited. His work is unsearchable. His wisdom is infinite. And he has created these heavens and earth and created man upon it. And throughout all our trials and tribulations, through our success and through our failures, we think that the Most High is absent in most of these things. And that we just left out here in the world to our own devices. And yes, Yahweh will leave you to your own devices so you can learn that your way is not good. So at the end of the day, it's his choice. It's his decision to let you go left or right, to go straight or go backwards. It's his choice. But we all in the hands of Elohim. And it says, "No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them." And I praise y'all for Moray Obadiah last night. I didn't get to catch his program until after the fact. And he was speaking on love. In the scripture, this is the book of wisdom. And this man, King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, who was blessed with wisdom exceedingly. And throughout his study and search, he's saying that man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. And people, that's a bad state to be in. That's a bad state of mind. That's a bad state of life. Because the truth is, if you do not know love or hatred of all that's before you, if you do not know this, then you live in a world of confusion. You're confounded. And the worst thing to do in life is to live your life and you die in confusion. You die confounded. And you went to your deathbed not knowing whether you loved and not knowing whether you hated. And things that you thought you loved, you really hated. And things that you actually hated, you should have loved. But we confounded. And why are you confounded? The truth is this, people. The only way to know any truth is that the Most High, the Creator, the one that created light and darkness, the one that created the heavens, he's the one. He's the one that has to tell you the truth. Look at this in the book of Jonah. Go with me to Jonah, We all familiar with the famous prophet Jonah, who was swallowed in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. The Most High sent him to send a message to the great people of Nineveh. And that the message was, we are going, the Most High has purpose destruction upon the land and the people. But look what the Most High says here in Jonah, the fourth chapter. I'm going to start reading just 10th and 11th verse. Then said Yahweh, thou hast had pity on a gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither made as it grow. You didn't put no work in for this. You didn't make it grow. You didn't do no labor. So you have no investment in it. And this came up in a night, and then it perished in a night. So you didn't even have enough time to catch feelings. It came in the night and left in the night. And then the Most High said, look, he compared the gourd that Jonah was upset about. He compared it to the people of Nineveh. And look what Yahweh said. Should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left? And also they got much cattle. What I look like, Jonah, to destroy these people after they humbled themselves? And I know these people can't even tell you the difference between a left hand and a right hand. And that's the true state of people. That's our true state. We're no better than Nineveh. I know you think that you know your left between your right, but unless you know the Most High, you can't establish nothing that you know is the truth. The only way you know the difference between your left and right hand is if the Most High done shown you that discernment. Now, if you know the difference between your left hand and your right hand, and you know that your left is really your left, you know that your right is really your right, how do you know? Who told you that? Who taught you that? And I hope it ain't the one that told you that the earth is flat. I hope it's not the one that told you that chocolate cake is devil's food and vanilla cake is angel food. I know it's not the ones that enslaved you and oppressed you. I hope it's not. But the truth is this. You know neither love nor hatred of all that's before you. You really don't know your left from your right. You really don't know right from your wrong. Unless you get the knowledge of Elohim. That's why we right here in Jonah. Let's go to the next book over, which is Micah, and go to the sixth chapter. Micah, the sixth chapter. The sixth verse. Wherewith shall I come before Yah and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? I done shown thee, O man, what's good. I done shown you what Yahweh requires thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly, thy Elohim. And the Most High says further, and let me find the exact verse to get right to the point. That's Micah 6 and 6. Go over to Hosea, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse. Let's see what Hosea 6 and 6 reads. Micah just told you to come before Yahweh with burnt offerings and calves. That's not what he require of you. But this is what? Hosea 6 and 6. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. And this is why the Most High desire the knowledge of Elohim. Because when you have the knowledge of Elohim, this is how you know that you're working with the truth. Why people do not know? They do not know love nor hate of all that's before them. That's a dangerous place. That's a place that's not good at all. You have the masses of the world that think they know love, but they don't know love at all. This is why marriage is on an all-time high of being broke. This is why marriage, divorce is at an all-time high. This is why relationships just cannot pan out. This is why the households are broken. This is why father is against son, mother is against daughter, brother against brother, sister against sister. This is why our communities, we can't even come together. And this is why the great Yahweh, the one who is the creator, that created man upon earth, that chose the children of Israel, that chose the people that's oppressed, the so-called African-Americans, that spread it abroad, the four corners of the earth. This is why we won't acknowledge him either. Because we don't know love. We don't know hate. But let's show you what true love is. Go with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. Once you begin to get this peace of love in your heart, once you begin to get this, then you're going to begin to understand what love and hate is really all about. And you really want to know love and hate. You really want to know this. You don't want to be stuck in confounded and loving things that you should hate and hating things that you should love. You don't want to be unsure of your love and unsure of your hate, but you can rest assuredly in this. Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. What do it say starting at verse 12? And now, Israel, what does thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yahweh, thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Hallelujah. And people, this right here is the recipe, right here. The peace that we need to get into our heart. This is the formula. And once you begin to digest this into your life, your love is going to become something that not only that you're going to know, you're going to be sure of, but it's going to be the truth. Your love is going to be real. Your love is going to be pure. Your love is going to be the truth. Because there's only one true love. And that's the love of the Almighty Yahweh. If you do not love Yahweh, how can you love anything? If you do not love Yah. And this is especially for the children of Yaakov. But even for the whole earth. For all nations upon the earth, because Yahweh is the creator of all things. He created all nations. So we all have a expectation from our creator. He created us. I don't care what color you are, he created you. And I don't care what creature you are. He created you. If your priorities is not set to where you love the Most High, then all the rest of your love is in question. And I'm going to show you why. But it says here, I'm going to read this one more time. Now, Israel, what does Yah require of thee but to fear Yahweh the Elohim? See, to fear the Most High is not telling you that he wants you to be afraid and that he wants you to be in some kind of trance of fear where you can't move and say a peep. No, the fear of the Most High, when you study it, he wants you to love him. That's what the fear of Yah is all about. He wants you to love him. He wants you to honor him. He wants you to revere him and hold him in reverence. Give him the Most High respect. Give him the Most High honor. There is no one on earth that should get greater honor from us than the Most High. I shouldn't honor my wife above Yahweh. I shouldn't honor my father above Yahweh. I shouldn't honor my mother above Yahweh. I shouldn't honor my boss above Yahweh. There is no one on earth that I should honor more than Yah. Look what the Most High says in the book of Malachi. See, if you want to know what this love is, first of all, you're never going to understand love until you begin to love the Most High. And when you begin to love the Most High, all the true love opens up in your heart. You begin to understand what love is all about. Because Yahweh will instill love in you. Yahweh will show you the path of love. He will show you how love actually looks. Because what we think love looked like today really is not the way love really looks. Because love today, my goodness. If we really had love today and people go around love preaching, but if we had as much love as the preaching is going on, the earth itself would be in a better place. Malachi, the first chapter. I'm going to just read, start at the second verse. The Most High says, listen, I have loved you, says Yah. Yet ye say, wherein thou hast loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Says Yah, yet I love Yaakov. In other words, first thing first and foremost, I loved your father. People, I love your father. And his love means affection for. To have affection for. And then you study affection, it means to desire. To delight. To long for. And this word desire, it means to stretch out to run after, to follow after. Why? Because you love it. You desire it. So you're going to seek after it. You're going to stretch forth your hand after it. You're going to try to get it. You're going to try to accomplish that desire. And you're not going to be pleased until you get what you stretch your hand out for. And Yahweh has stretched his hands out to us. Yahweh has not only stretched his hand out to us, but he's done taken hold of us and made covenants with us and cleaved and tied and knitted himself with his people. Scripture say long for. Long for just means the same thing. You long for something, that means you stretch yourself out to it. You draw your soul out to it. You incline yourself to it. This is what love is all about. And until you begin to learn the love of the Most High, you know neither love nor hatred of all that's before you. Listen, he said, I love Yaakov. I hated Esau. I lay his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. And we're going to skip down for time's sake. The sixth verse. See, a son honors his father. That's what a son do. He honors his father. Why? Because he loves his father. You don't see sons that don't love their fathers honor their fathers. When a son don't love his father, Oh, their father ain't getting no honor. I done seen it. You seen it. But that's what love is about. It's honor. You love somebody, you're going to honor them. It says, listen, a son honor his father, and a servant honor his master. Only way a servant is going to honor his master is if he loves his master. That's the only way. Because you got a lot of masters that rule over their servants, and their servants don't have no honor for them. And that's why they never do the job right. And the master always got complaints. And so, which means what? They don't even have a good relationship because there's no love. But when somebody loves you, you know they're going to either do it right or you're going to be happy just because you've seen that they put their heart in it to try to do it right. But love look a certain way, people. And we done got confused on what love really is and what hatred really is. And the reason why is because we never learned to love the Most High. He said, listen, a son honor his father, a servant his master. If then I be a father, where's my honor? And if I be a master, where's my fear? Says Yahweh of hosts. And we understand through the scriptures that the word husband is also the same as this word, master. And yes, Yahweh is our husband. And you have to understand these terms because that's how you're going to understand loving Yah. And until you understand loving the Most High Yah, your father, your husband, until you understand how to love him, then all your love for anything else and anybody else, you don't even know that love. You think you love everybody else. You think you love this and that and the other, but you really don't know. But we're going to try to make it plain and clear as possible. Let me go with me to the book of Jeremiah. Go to Jeremiah, the third chapter. Yes, people. This is specifically for the children of Israel, though, because the Most High is not husband to everyone. See, he's everybody's creator because he is the creator. There is none else beside him. There is none else. He created everything. So everybody has to honor him for that. But the Most High only married himself to one people. He only made himself a husband to one people. And you'll read this. Look what the Most High says. Jeremiah, the third chapter, starting at the 12th verse. Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, says Yahweh, and I will cause my anger to fall upon you. I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity that thou hast transgressed against Yahweh thy Elohim and hast scattered thy ways to strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, says Yah. You haven't obeyed. You haven't hearkened. But turn, O backsliding children, says Yah, for I am married unto you. Which means what? I'm joined to you by a covenant. So this relationship ain't something we can just walk away from just easy, lackadaisical. I know people think that they can just get married and then when things ain't working, they can just walk away from it like walking away from a restaurant that serves you bad food. How a relationship works, especially when you marry yourself up under Yah. Whatever you had to go through to get married, you're going to have to go back through the same channels to undo the marriage. You got to go through counsel. You got to go through the whole nine yards. You have to, in other words, you have to establish your goings. You have to establish your marriage, and you have to establish yourself getting out of that marriage. And a lot of times you'll find that, look, once you get into counsel, the Most High ain't about to let you out of that marriage easy. And the Most High is letting us know that he don't take marriage lightly. He said, listen, all y'all got to do backsliding the children is just acknowledge your iniquities. And then turn back to me, O children, says Yah, because I'm married to you. I will take you one of a city, two of a family, and will bring you to Zion. I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding. That's what Yahweh wants. He wants pastors that's going to feed his people. And the main thing, the only thing we're supposed to be feeding the people is knowledge and understanding. And that's why it's called the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. Because it takes the servants of Yahweh to sacrifice this time. To sacrifice and make this a part of their life. But you know why? Because it is our life. This is my life. I'm a servant of Yah. So my life is all about sacrifices. And my sacrifices has to be to the mighty Yah. And listen, they're going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says Yah. They shall no more. They shall say no more the Ark of the Covenant of Yah. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. And we're going to skip down for time's sake. The 20th verse, watch this. Surely, as a wife treacherously departeth from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says Yahweh. We done dealt treacherously with the Most High. We done dealt unfaithfully. That's what this is saying. We done been unfaithful to the Most High by going outside our marriage, by going outside our covenant, and joining ourselves with other gods, false gods, idols, with the scriptures named as devils. But yes, this is all just to show you that, yeah, Yahweh is our husband. He don't want you to just love him. He's your creator. He wants your love as the creator. But he's also your father. And see, the creator, that's the highest honor we can get the Most High, to acknowledge him. He's our creator. He's our maker. So at that point, ain't no questions. Whatever your will is, that's what should be done. But then you get a little closer to home. We say, man, you my father. And all you daughters out there that's missing a father, the fatherless out there, all you sons out there that's missing your father, the truth is this. The creator is your real father. He the one formed you in the womb. He the one that allowed you to bring forth and come out, the matrix. He the one made your bones. And when there is no one to keep you safe, he's the one that's been doing it. He's the one that's been feeding you and clothing you. He said, I've girded you, though you have not even known me. All you have to do is seek your creator. Seek him out. Seek to know the knowledge of Elohim. Make that sacrifice. Because you will find that you always had a father. He's your father. But not just your father, he's your husband. Go with me to Genesis real quick. Genesis, the third chapter. Because, like I said, we got to understand how to love the Most High. And the Most High said, if I be a father, then where's my honor? If I be a master, then where's my fear? Look what the Most High established between a husband and a wife. Since Yah is our husband, and we have departed treacherously as a treacherous wife, we've been a treacherous wife unto our Yahweh. But look what the Most High established between a husband and a wife here in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over thee. The Most High has used this metaphor not in vain. He didn't call himself a husband and call the nation of Israel, his chosen people, his wife. He didn't do that in vain. He did that because he know that as a husband, he is our master. As a husband, he do rule over us. He created us. He's our leader. He's our lawgiver. He's our husband. And yes, we are his wife. We are his servant. We are the helpmate, the one that's supposed to help Yah do the work that he want done in the earth. And yes, our desire is to be to our husband. And what do this desire mean? It means to stretch out, to stretch forth, to run after, to follow after. And yes, this is how love actually looks. If you love the Most High, then you would be running after him, following after him, inclining yourself to him, trying your best to get to know the Most High. See, the Most High blessed Solomon. And King Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs, which is the book of wisdom. The Most High blessed him exceedingly great with wisdom. And what Solomon found throughout all the wisdom that Yahweh blessed him with, and he knew that there was no man before him that was blessed as such. But look what he says in Ecclesiastes, the 1st chapter, the 2nd verse. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher. Vanities of vanities, all is vanity. He done did all his searching and studying and found out that, listen, all this thing is vanity. 9.9% of all things, 9.9% of all people, it ain't nothing but straight up vanity. And this is why they really don't know their love or hate of all that's before them, because all that's before them, it ain't nothing but vanity. Your love ain't even real love, because why? Your love is vanity. How is your love real love? When you love vanity, vanity is nothing. So therefore your love is nothing. All is vanity. But this is why, and you want to know that, go to Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, so you can see this thing about vanity. You can see this thing about vain things. And why that we need to get ourselves on board with loving Yah. I'm trying to tell you, don't you put your 410,000% investment in your love for the Most High Yah. And when you do that, everything else is going to fall right in place. Possible for us to not do, because the love of Yah, it looks a certain way, and I'm gonna show you how it looks. But first, Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 45th verse reads, Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. He said it to them, set your heart to all the words which I testify among you this day. So you got to set your heart You got to set your heart to a why. Because that's where love comes from, people. You all probably didn't know, but maybe you did. Love is an issue of life. The scriptures tell us in Proverbs, I believe it's the 4th chapter, where it says that the heart is where all the issues of life come from. And love is one of our biggest issues. Love is an emotion. It's a strong, deep emotion. And it's so deep and strong that it affects the body in a great way. It affects the spirit. It affects the mind, physically and spiritually and mentally. This love is a very strong emotion. And all the issues of life are strong. But this issue of love, it comes from the heart. Because what is love? It's affection. What's affection? The desire. Which means is love. Love is a form of lust. Lust. All your lust, it comes from your heart. Whatever you lust after, whatever you desire, whatever you long for, you stretch out for, you incline yourself to, it comes from your heart. It's the desire of your heart. And yes, the Most High don't want you to serve him just with your mental, where you just textbook working it out, walking it out, and your mind, as you see, is right, so you're doing it. He wants you to set your heart to it, because he wants you to lust after him. Why? Because this is a marriage. He's our husband. He wants you to lust for him. He wants you to desire him. And it's only one place that comes from, and that's the heart. Set your hearts unto all these words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. Why? The 47th verse tell you why. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. This thing ain't no vain thing for you, people. This thing is literally your life. So no wonder the Most High want us to incline unto him. He want us to cleave unto him. Why? Because he's our life. His very word is our life. And people, tell me this. How you call yourself loving anything and you don't even love life? How can you call yourself loving anything and you don't love life itself? All you have to do is look at the nations that say they love their children, they love their families. How can you love your children, your family, and you don't even love the earth? You don't love the trees. You don't love life, in other words. The only reason I love trees is because I love life. And life, to me, is not just this existence out here. Life, to me, is the word of the Most High. That's what life is. Matter of fact, life was created from dust, says Yahweh. All he did was speak and made it come into fruition. So this word is literally my life. And I love life. And when you begin to really love life, you can't love life without loving Yah. But how can you love Yah without loving his word? And therefore, now you can see why the Most High wants us to get to this sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. Because the knowledge of Elohim is going to come to you by the way of his words. Let me show you this in Psalms 119. This is how it looked to love Yahweh, people. And if you don't love Yahweh, all your love is in question. You think you love your family. You think you love this, that, and the other. But my goodness, if you don't love Yah, You don't even know what love is. You don't even know how to love. You don't know how to show love. You think you do. Oh, I love my husband. I cook for him. I rub. So what? These things are, they look like love. But love is real. See, if rubbing your husband's feet and rubbing your wife's feet, if that's actually what love is, well, it's a whole lot of love going around. If laying in bed is what love is with your spouse, and y'all kissing on one another, and y'all doing this, and y'all doing that, and y'all smiling and happy, well, then it's a lot of love going around. But the truth is, that ain't really what defines love. What defines love is when you love life. And if rubbing your feet and scratching your back, if that got something to do with life and loving life, which is what? Loving Yah. Because that's the only way to love. When you love life, that means you love Yahweh. And if you hate life, then you hate Yahweh. And if you love life, then you love the words of Yahweh. So when Yahweh said, listen, your desire, O woman, shall be to your husband. Oh, you love that. You love it. Why? Because you love Yah. So now when you rubbing your husband's back and you stretching, because that's what desire means, that you drawed out to him, you stretch forth with your hands to him, and you running after him, following after him, and trying to please him. If you're doing all that for any other reason other than a love of Yah, then whatever you're doing, it's in vain. It's in vain. And now, hopefully, just with them couple words, you can get to a closer clarity of what I'm presenting to you. That without loving Yah, your love ain't even real. You don't know what love is. Your love has no true purpose in it. Because vanity of vanity, all is vanity. We got a bunch of things that look like love going on. Even the wicked, who we know don't have no love in their heart. They do a lot of the same things that you say is love. They doing them same things. But you know they don't have no real love in their heart because they don't love the Most High. And therefore, guess what? Everything they do is destructive. How you got love and you destroying everything? You destroying the earth, but you say you love your kids. If you love your kids, then you love your kids' kids. And you love your kids' kids' kids, your children's children's children, all the way to the next generations. So you ain't trying to mess up everything for them to come. But when you don't have no love in your heart, you don't have no consideration for the next generation to come. So you'll be a feller cutting down all the trees, polluting the air, polluting the water. Why? Because you don't have no respect for life. You don't love life. You don't love Yahweh. And when you really don't love Yah, you don't have no respect for life. Psalms 119, I want to show you this real quick, because this is how it looks to love the Most High. And like I said, if you don't find the love of the Most High, learn to love the Most High, you will never know love or hatred of all that's before you. Psalms 119, verse 40. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Yahweh, even thy salvation according to thy word. I have longed after your precepts, this brother said, which means I desire them. I done stretched my hand, my soul out to it. I done drawn myself to it. I done chased after it, ran after it. And when they called a meeting and said the word of Yahweh was going to be there, I was there because I longed for it. I desire it. That's how it looks to love Yah. You say you love Yah and you ain't longing for these precepts? He said precept must be upon what? Precept. Line must be upon line, here a little and there a little. That's how you study the word of the Most High. You get in love with going from precept to precept and watch how Yahweh word connects into a beautiful perfect truth. Look what it also says in the same chapter, Psalms 119, verse 131. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. I long for these commandments. I desire these commandments. Why? Because I love these commandments. That's how we look to love Yah. And if you don't love these commandments, you think you love your husband. You think you love your children. You think you love yourself. But how can you love your husband and children and yourself and you don't even love life itself? And life itself is these words. Life itself is Yah and his words. Priority, people, is to not sit around being prideful. Be humble. And seek out the Most High. You got some religion going on. You better try that religion. Don't give rest to yourself until you find out that, listen, I got to find out for myself, is this the 100% truth? You have to seek the knowledge of Elohim. Otherwise, the scriptures say, a fool believeth every word. So you're just going to be a fool unless somebody tell you that somebody else died for your sins. You're going to be a fool and just walk into something that you ain't never studied yourself. You never looked into it yourself. And you just going to go in with blind eyes and take a leap of faith. And if you really open your eyes, that faith is based on what? Is it based on, man, a lot of people getting saved from this. A lot of people are getting healed and blessed from this. I don't see a lot of people getting saved from it. All these churches on these corners, all the churches throughout the United States. And guess what? You got, I don't even know how many Christian denominations you have, but it's more than you can count. Is you a Baptist? Is you a Presbyterian? Is you Seventh Day Adventist? It sounds like confusion. It sounds like confoundness. It sounds like, what we talking about? You don't know neither love nor hate, which means what? It's just a bunch of confusion. Look what it also says. Same chapter, verse 174. It says, I have longed for thy salvation, O Yah, and thy law is my delight. I've longed for your salvation. And yes, Yahweh's salvation is right here in his word. Salvation means deliverance. The truth is going to set you free. The truth is going to deliver you. And only truth, it's only one truth that we need, and that's Yah's truth. If it thus says the creator, the one that created everything, I can bank on that, close eyes, 110,000%. He's the creator. He is not an Elohim that he should lie. He don't lie. He hate lying. And he has no reason to lie. He's an Elohim of truth. Righteous and just is he. So, yes, I can feel this, brother. I long for your salvation, oh, Yah. And your law is my delight. Because at the end of the day, man, I ain't got nothing without these laws. I don't have nothing without the word of the Most High. I don't got nothing without these commandments. Why? Because the Most High said, look, this is not a vain thing for you. These laws, these commandments, this is your life. And through this thing, you're going to prolong your days. Through this thing, that's how you're going to prolong your days. Also, I just want to deal with a couple more in here. What is saying 113? This is how it looks to love the Most High. When you start longing for Yah's commandments and his salvation, and you find yourself real concerned about it. You find yourself really delighting in it. It says Psalms 119, verse 113. I hate vain thoughts. And that's the level you want to get to. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. I love your laws, y'all. And when you begin to love the Most High's laws, because that's how it looks to love y'all. You can't love y'all without loving his word. And that's what his law is. His law is his word. His law is his ordinances that he's established in the earth forever. The sun is made by law. It rises in the east by law. It sets in the west by law. Because that's the, thus says Yah, that's the commandment given to the sun. The moon has his laws that comes from the word of Yah. Everything has his law. And his law was based on the instructions, the word that Yahweh gave. And yes, people, we got a word that's given to us. We got a commandment given to us. And guess what? We ignore it. We don't seek it out. And here it is. Our people, not just you as an individual, yourself, yourself that don't love nobody, you think you love, you think you know love, you don't know no true love. This is why you're selfish and you think about your own self. And you think about your kids because that's just thinking about yourself still. Because they represent you. And some of us so scoundrel don't even care about the kids. But some of us at least don't want the kids making us look bad. But it's still all selfishness. Because when you wake up and see your people as a whole, look at us as a whole. The Most High obviously is cursing us. We obviously done did something wrong. And we obviously ain't doing something right. And these churches is packed up every Sunday. And they doing real good. But the people that lead them churches, what is being accomplished? Or is the scattered people getting gathered back together? Or the people coming into their own like they did in the Black Panther days? What is this religion doing for our people? What does it say in verse 119? I wrote that down. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. The scriptures say to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. And yes, people, when you love Yah, you're going to love his laws. And you're going to love his testimony. His testimonies are these shining examples that you can use as references, a truth. You can go look at Abraham's life and see how Yahweh worked. Look at Isaac's life and see how Yahweh worked. Look at Jacob's life and see how Yahweh worked. Look at Daniel, Noah, and Job and see how Yahweh worked. And you can look at all these patriarchs and see how Yahweh worked. Look at other nations. See how Yahweh worked. And at the end of the day, these are his testimonies. And the Most High done let us know through preponderance of testimonies that killing an innocent, so-called perfect man, which there is some men perfect. So that's not something that's unachievable. That ain't even something that's hard to even conjure up. Yeah, you got men that's perfect. Yahweh expect us to be perfect. But if you think Yahweh took a perfect man, which is his firstborn son, and killed him and sacrificed him as a sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world, this contradicts all the testimonies of the Most High. This contradicts all the word and laws of the Most High. And this is why people, when you get the knowledge of Elohim, when you get that knowledge, people can't come and bamboozle you with falsehood because you done already got a dose of the truth. This is how it looked to love the Most High. What it says, Psalms 120, the same chapter, 127. He said, 126, it is time for thee, Yahweh, to work. It's time for you, Yahweh, to come on back and put in that work. For they have made void your laws. Man, they done made these laws seem like they ain't nothing. They done made your word seem like your word ain't nothing, y'all. And that's the greatest thing we got going on the earth. There is no earth without Yahweh's word. And you don't understand this earth without Yahweh's word. There is no heavens without Yah's word. You don't understand the heavens without Yah's word. You got people right now think they understand the heavens. And they using things that ain't even in Yah's word. Trust people, you don't know your left from your right without Yah's word. You don't know love or hatred without Yah's word. You don't know up or down without Yah's word. You don't even know from whence you came. Our people don't even know their name. They don't even know their name. They don't know their nationality. They don't know the language they used to speak. They don't know the bloodline. But if you seek Yahweh and you get the knowledge of Elohim, you will find your name and you will find your bloodline and you will find the land from whence you came. You will find your whole culture, the truth. And the fact that you haven't found it yet, who is to blame at the end of the day? When the Most High said, listen, read this in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. I believe it's Isaiah 40. I got my brother Lemuel here with me tonight as usual. Brother, help me out. Where the scripture at? Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found and while he is near. And why you finding that for me, brother? Because we don't have a lot of time. Let's go to Proverbs. Let's get out of Psalms. These brothers, they showing you, they love, they long for the commandments. They long for the testimonies. They long for the precepts, which means they desire it, which means they incline to it. They stretch forth to it. They love the words of Yah. They love his laws. They hate vain thoughts. Because that's how it looks when you love Yah. Let's go on Proverbs for a second so I can show you further how it looks to love the Most High. And trust and believe me, if you don't love the Most, don't trust me at all, only in Yah. But you can't believe me. Believe what I'm telling you. Because all I'm doing is going into this book and showing you thus says Yah. And believe me this, do your own search and studies. If you don't love the Most High, you don't know what love is. Isaiah 34:16. No, seek ye me while I may be found. We're going to go on Proverbs for a second, but we're going to find that scripture. Let's go to Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Let's see what they say. Proverbs 4:6. Yeah, that's Isaiah 55:6. Matter of fact, let's read that. That was my next place, but I didn't want to take up too much time. Now listen, let's read this real quick, Isaiah 55:6. Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. The Most High is telling you this because guess what? You can find the Most High. Don't lie to yourself. And yes, you can lie to yourself. It's called denial. You just straight out, just straight up lie to yourself. Or you just you make yourself confused because you don't want to find out the truth. You don't want to stand up to a responsibility that might be waiting on you. You don't want to live up to an expectation that might be set for you. You want to just live your life the way you want to live it with no consideration of your creator.
the one that created you and even made you to be upon earth. But the Most High says, seek ye Yah while he may be found. Yes, he can be found. He said, call upon me while I'm near. And if you're smart people, call upon the Creator. You don't have to use no names. All you have to do is call upon the one that created you and let him know you want to find him. Let him know that you want to find your purpose. Let him know that you love life and you want your days prolonged and you want to live a long, prosperous life with you and your family. And you don't want to raise your family up in confusion. You don't want to raise your family up in the ways of the heathens. You don't want to raise your family up all lost. Proverbs, the fourth chapter. I'm going to start reading in verse 5. Excuse me. 4 and 5 reads, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. And that's what happens. You get wisdom, get understanding, but don't forget it. Because guess what? You can forget it. And the number one way to forget something, and forget means you lost it. The thought was there, but you lost that thought. And if you don't use it, you will lose it. And for to get wisdom and to get understanding and to not forget it, you have to keep yourself immersed. You have to keep yourself meditating. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Because when you love Yah, you're going to begin to love his words. You're going to begin to love wisdom, and you're going to incline yourself to wisdom. It says in the 6th verse, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her. Who is this her? It's talking about wisdom. Love her, and she shall keep thee. This is how it looked to love Yahweh, people. You can't love Yahweh without loving wisdom. Matter of fact, the Most High said his laws, statutes, and judgments, it shall be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. His laws, statutes, and judgments is wisdom. And he wants us to love her. She shall keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So yeah, this book of Proverbs, this is not a book to belittle. This is a book to exalt. And this is how I exalt the book. This book is the book of the law. Somebody said, well, no, this ain't in Genesis through Deuteronomy, which is the book, 5 books of Moses, where you had the Torah, the law. But is this not the law as well? Yes, it is. It's the instruction. It's the law of wisdom. That's what this is. This is the truth of the Most High. So this is no book to say, well, that's just Proverbs and we can't go. No, this Proverbs, let me show you what it says about wisdom. And this is her. This is the book of wisdom. In Proverbs, the 8th chapter, watch what wisdom say. Starting at verse 32. Now, children, hearken to me, ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. See, wisdom ways is only ways that please Yah. That's why Yahweh wants you to get wisdom. Because when you have wisdom, you're going to have ways that please him. Hear instruction, be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Why? Because he's inclined to it. He's stretching himself out to it. He ain't about to wait. He's going to it. And that's what it looks when you desire. See, desire, you don't have to wait for somebody when they desire. No, they're going to be right there at your door. And it says, for whoso findeth me findeth what? Life. And shall obtain favor of Yah. And we just read in Deuteronomy 32, the Most High said these words, talking about the law, talking about the books of Yah, the books of Moses, said these words is not a vain thing for you because it's your life. And this book of Proverbs is just an extension of that book. It's like it's a branch off the same tree. And you don't discard the branch and say, well, this branch ain't part of the tree. No, this is of the same tree that bear the same fruit. And all the fruit from this tree is called the knowledge of Elohim. It's called wisdom, understanding. And look, she say, whoso findeth me find life and shall obtain favor of Yah. But he that sinneth against me, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. And they that hate me, they love death. And see, a lot of people don't think they love death, but actually you do. Because when you hate wisdom, that means you love death. The scriptures told you, you don't know love nor hate of all that's before you. And you don't even realize you think you love life, but you actually love death. And that's why our people are sick. Because they love death from the morning all the way to the evening. And when the evening is over and the night comes in, they still love death. And they take death to their beds. And they wake up with death. And don't even realize it. And that's why they're sick. And that's why they must go to their enemies to get pills, which is more death. And they love it. They love pills. They love the physicians that dope them up and get them pill popping. They love it. It's an easy fix. And the truth is, it's not fixing you at all. It's just inclining you more and more to death. And at the end thereof, you never get the knowledge of Elohim. Since we're in Proverbs 8, what it say in the 13th verse? This is how it looked the Lord of the Most High. You got to be at wisdom door. You got to be at her post, at her gate. And guess where her door is, people? Where is her gates? It's the book of Yah. If you want to be at wisdom gates, at her doors, you be right at that book. Or you be right at somebody that you know. The spirit of Yah is upon them. The spirit of Yahweh's word is upon them. The spirit of knowledge and understanding is upon them. So you getting with them. You at their door. Like Elisha was with Elijah. Wouldn't leave his side. Because he knew that the wellspring of life was with this man. That Yah was with this man. So he wanted to be wherever he was. Because why? He loved it. He loved life. He loved Yah. So he inclined unto one of Yahweh's servants. Now how many of us say we love Yah, but are inclining ourselves to one of Yah's servants? How many of us even looking and seeking for one of Yah's servants? Because if you really love Yah, that's how it looks. You should be seeking one of Yah's servants. Why? Because you're seeking wisdom. You're seeking knowledge and understanding. Proverbs, the 8th chapter, the 13th verse. And I start at verse 11 to get a better understanding. For wisdom is better than rubies. All the things that may be desired, that may be loved, that may be wanted and liked, all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. And what is this it? Wisdom. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of Yah is to hate evil. And people, You study this book. Believe me, this is what you'll find. The fear of Yah, that is wisdom. You read that all over the book. That's what wisdom is, the fear of Yah. It's the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Most High. And the fear of the Most High is to honor him, to love him, to revere him in the highest esteem, the highest respects, the highest honor, the highest praise. And if you love the Most High, you're going to fear Yah, which means what? You hate evil. And a lot of us, like I said, you don't know love nor hate. But if you love Yah, then you will what? Hate evil. You will hate pride. You will hate arrogancy. You will hate the evil way. You will hate even a forward mouth. That's what you will hate. That's how it looks to love the Most High. That's how it looks to love life. That's how it looks to love, period. The scriptures say, let me show you this real quick. Proverbs, the 13th chapter, the 24th verse. I'm way over now. I'm tripping. Proverbs 13 and 24. Watch this. He that spareth his rod hate his son. I know you thought you loved your son because you was having pity on his tears and you had mercy on him and you just love your son when you know you should have not pitied him for his tears. You know you shouldn't have let that rod up off of him. But you love your son. To spare his rod, he hate his son. But he that loveth him, he will chasten him betimes. He ain't going to just chasten him once. He going to chasten him betimes, meaning several times. Why? Because he's loving. And the last thing he want is for his son or his daughter to raise up and to become a vagabond in the earth, to become a scoundrel in the earth. And he refused because he loved them. That's what the Most High said in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Where is that at? Yeah, Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Watch this. Starting at the 11th verse. My son, despise not the chastening of Yah. Which means what? Don't despise the correction. It says, neither be weary of his correction, for whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. Because that's when you delight a son, that shows your love. And when a father delights in the son, he going to make sure that rod is up on him. He going to correct his son. But you know what? We learn love from people that don't even love Yah. How you going to learn love from people that don't even love Yah? How you going to learn anything from people that don't know Yah? You got people out here to tell you, don't hit your son. Don't correct your son. Put him in time out. Put him in a corner. That's the opposite of what Yahweh says. And guess what? When Yahweh corrects you, he's not going to put you in timeout. He's not going to sit you in no corner. He's going to bring you down. He's going to bring you all the way down to Chinatown. And you might be in a corner, but that corner ain't going to just be no any old kind of corner. It's going to be a corner that you don't want to be in. A corner that you trapped in. You're going to get to a corner and you're going to be looking like, which way can I go? But you're in that corner now. And the only way you're going to get out that corner is Yahweh get you out. And he'll put you in timeout. So in prison somewhere, in a cell, with your enemy ruling over you with rigor. But Yahweh said, look, don't despise my chastening. Because at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get you together. I'm trying to humble you. I'm trying to let you know that, listen, it's a better way. You don't have to live the life you're living. You don't have to struggle the way you struggle. All you got to do is serve me. All you got to do is love your husband. And everything you want and desire. This is the last scripture I go to. Go to Psalms 37. This is how it looks to love y'all people. And if you really love your family, you will start trying to seek Yahweh with all your heart, soul, and might. Because you want your family to have Yah. You want your friends to have Yah. You want your whole world to have Yah. Because anything outside of Yah is death. Yahweh is life. Anything outside of Yah is vain. It's a vanity. Psalms 37. Fret. I'm going to start at verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't be tripping about evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't envy them. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. That's just a here today and gone tomorrow. Trust in Yah and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. What land? The promised land, yes. Delight thyself also in Yah, which means just love Yah. Have affection for him. Have a zeal for the Most High. And he shall give thee the desires of your heart. And trust and believe me. And like I said before, don't trust me, but believe me this. When you begin to love Yah, your whole heart changes. Your desires change. Your life change. Your household change. Your mind change. Your walk change. Everything about you change. From the how you dress to how you talk, it changes. Commit thy way unto Yah. How you love Yah and you're not committed and you're not delighting and you're not trusting in him. It says, listen, trust in him and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. And then in the seventh verse, rest in Yah and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. If you really love Yah, you will cease from all that anger. Because at the end of the day, it's Yahweh who you're supposed to look to. And if you got anger, if you got things that ain't peaceful in your life, well, peace come from Yah. Happy is he that keeps the law. Commit your ways, delight yourself in Yah, and everything will work itself out. You will find that love in Yah. Your love for your husband is going to be on a whole nother level at that point. Because it's going to be real love. When you love Yah, your love for your children is going to be on a whole nother level because now it's real love. Your love for your friends, your love for the earth, your love for other people, your love for animals. You will begin to love life on a whole nother level, which means you will honor and respect life on a whole nother level. Life is precious. Life is beautiful. Life is Yahweh. Hallelujah. With that being said, I praise Yahweh for this opportunity to bring forth the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. I love Yahweh. Yahweh loves us. He loves you. And so do I. Shalom, shalom.
so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Who frighten me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the sons, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the